The New York State Department of Labor says they don't know how many of their federal employees have been furloughed, but only 284 of them have applied for unemployment insurance as of late last week. Executive Deputy Commissioner of Labor Mario Mussolino says he believes most federal employees in the past have believed they would go back to work sooner than later.
A lot of employees will choose not to file unemployment insurance benefits. They'll just wait. Sort of waited out to receive back pay.
And when you receive back pay, Mussolino says employees have to reimburse the benefits they received for unemployment insurance. So let's say you apply. There is a one-week waiting period, and it usually takes a week and a half to process. First payments for those who have already applied during this shutdown will go out in the middle of January.
Each claim is individual, and so we talk to each person to understand the circumstances. For instance, while somebody's furloughed, if they chose to try to pick up a part-time job or something, that would impact whether or not they could receive benefits.
Last week, President Trump said he'd be willing to keep the government shut down for months or even years with no end in sight. Mussolino says workers may need the unemployment insurance to help bridge them through to their back pay.
The main thing they need to know is that we're here to make sure that if they file their claim, we will process it as quickly as we can so that if they're having trouble, especially if this goes into many, many weeks or months, that we'll be able to provide benefits to hold them over until the situation gets resolved.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.